Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Worth, an interesting term. How much is something worth? There's kind of two senses of that word worth, definitions, if you will. One is an economic sense. How much is something worth? And it's usually objective in its measures and comparative. We'll dig into that a little bit. But there's also another one that's more subjective. How much is it worth to you? Let's look at a few paintings. How much do you think that painting is worth? It's a Manet. Millions? How many millions? 5 million? Okay. It's a nice painting, isn't it? $65 million was how much it sold for. How about this one? Anybody know what it's called? The Scream, yes. Ah. How much is that one worth? Yeah. $123 million it went for. Yes, that's what I thought too. How about this one? Now I could paint this one. Okay. This is Malevich. It's called the Supremist Composition. Any guess? How much would you pay for it? $10, $20. Went for $66 million. I know a lot of people are saying, I think I'm in the wrong career. Okay, and then finally, the card players. Cezanne. This is the second most valuable painting ever sold. $260 million was paid for that painting. Card players, whatever. Okay. Well, you know, I must admit and confess that I'm one of those people. I'm a guy, which means I always love deals. I always love to get things for the cheapest price possible, and to me, something that I got for cheap is worth far more than something that I paid a lot of money for. My father, when he was when he knew he was probably going to be passing away, he was dealing with cancer, said to me, he says, you know, why don't you go ahead and sell my stamp collection? I know that none of you are in a place where you really want to kind of invest the time and effort in it. So I said, sure, I'll do it. I liked stamps, but I just knew I wasn't going to be able to do much with it. So what I did was sold the stamps on eBay. And it was kind of fun. And I knew my dad would have liked it. Because what happened was I put these stamps up, and they were valuable. But as people kind of started following them, they were good collector's items. My dad was a serious stamp collector and had put thousands of dollars into the stamp collection. But what happened was is people started fighting over the stamps. And toward the end, I just put them all on at a dollar. Didn't matter if they were worth thousands of dollars or $5. Because the value would be measured by how much people wanted them. And sure enough, there were a couple of guys, I even communicated with one of them, and he had just sold his company, had lots of money, and he and a guy from New York would fight over the stamps, and sometimes they would go for twice their value because one of them wanted to win. And so it was kind of fun. We got the benefit, our whole family did. Okay, another little picture here. What's this scene of? Anybody figure it out? Solomon. Yeah, I see the baby on the right there. Kind of a nice one, baby upside down. There's one baby and two mothers. What was that baby worth to the real mother? Priceless. So Solomon, in his wisdom, knew that the real mother was not going to let that baby be cut in two. That's how much that baby was worth. So subjective measures of worth are this attachment that you have to it, something that you have a part of. It's important to you. It may be less important to somebody else, but it's extremely important to you. So a human is worth much. And we're going to talk about a disciple and worth. But in the Bible, you have some images of worth. You have the firstborn. We read in Exodus, often during Lent, about the Exodus. And we're going to, in our Passover Seder, we're going to go through that in a week. And there you have the firstborn. And because of that Passover, because of that fact that the angel of death passed over the firstborn, the Lord said, you know, from now on, the firstborn belongs to me. But you can redeem that firstborn with an offering. And an offering was, if you were of means, was more than if you were poor. And so the Lord said, yes, you can redeem. And Jesus was redeemed by his parents with an offering in the temple. But there's another value. Jesus himself was valued at 30 pieces of silver. And that was the price of a slave that he was sold for. Okay. Brian read for us in Isaiah. I'm going to read a little earlier in Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 1. It's a delightful passage. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So not only does the Lord allow a redemption, but he says, I am going to redeem you because you're worth something to me. So that's worth. Now let's go on to connecting that to being a disciple and our epistle reading today. Philippians 3 again. Bring it up for us. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. This is not knowing in terms of understanding and knowledge. This is about knowing a person, as we heard in Isaiah 43. Paul says, Christ Jesus has made me his own. This is a love beyond all loves, a divinely inspired love. And then what Paul says, for his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, as refuse, as dung, is something that I don't even want in my house. Paul was a man who had accomplished much before he met the Lord. And he says, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Paul is not being poetic here. Paul writes this from prison. He's in chains. He has suffered the loss of everything. He has suffered the abandonment of many of those close to him. Paul is saying this not in some kind of, oh yeah, you know, the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. He's saying, no, no, no. I gladly suffer this loss. I am glad to be in chains because Jesus Christ found me, the chief of sinners, worth something. Each one of us sometimes will say, I'm not worthy. I'm not that good. I'm not that loved. I'm not that talented. But we as followers of Christ are precious, are chosen, are worth something. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. But I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. So what does that mean for you? Are you supposed to go to jail to demonstrate your love for Christ? Sometimes. A friend of mine, we pray for him regularly, a young man whose father is from Lebanon, was working in Egypt, and was Christian. A girl who was a Muslim came up to him and just wanted to know about Jesus. And they were talking, and she really wanted to know, and so he gave her a Bible. Her family found out about it, and that was 3 years ago. And he has been in prison in Egypt since. God willing, he'll get released, we pray, and maybe in April. But it's somewhat up to the warden of this prison. That's the way it works. He's been, quote-unquote, kind of released, but the warden doesn't have to release him. This is a man who simply witnessed to the gospel. But I'm not in prison. Neither are you. Some of us, though, may feel trapped in our circumstances. Some of us may be suffering various challenges. And some of us may be quite happy and successful. That doesn't matter. For us, it's more important that we know Christ Jesus, who has made us his own. He's redeemed you at a far greater cost than you could understand, far greater than 263 million. And you are far more precious to him than those paintings. Each one of you are far more precious to him. He's called you by name, and he knows you, and he calls you to an eternal life and joy and happiness with him. So what's it worth to a follower of Christ? The greatest possession of all, eternal life and joy with him, our Redeemer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to be followers. And Lord, we have counted the cost and say, yes, it is worth it to us to follow you, to be known by you, to walk in your footsteps. Amen.